Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for everybody. So everybody, tune in, okay? You are listening to Comedian Organic Okay. Okay, not me. I'm not actually organic okay. I'm not Comedian Organic Okay.
Okay. Now, you know, it's like, this is Comedian Organic Okay. And hearing you talk is like having more older people, they get into a nursing home, they get signified, and they can't be old comfortably with each other. They start becoming, you know, very anti, you know. Anyway, everyone, my point, because I, you know, what I tend to do, my platforms, is in general, as I talk to people, I have this thing where I say, young lady to older ladies, I call them young ladies, and to older men, I call them young men. The reason I call the people that, because when an old tree bears fruit every year, what happens? You have young trees that's always young, that's always got to bear new fruit every year. Then I went to some places, and, oh, man, so many people enjoy being called that. And then I go to some places, and I see the cross-contaminated, just old version of those people. But they didn't appreciate it. They would disconnect with that. And I'm like, oh, as long as it disconnect and people don't appreciate that, then it's like in the comedy business, for what you say that offend the people, depending on who it offends, it can be the last of what you do. You know why? Because violence happens. That's what happens to a lot of comedians in general. You see things that happen, and they get somewhere, and they're doing really well, and then they get with somebody that they don't know them, and they ain't taking their words too lightly, and they become violent, and that's what happened. And, like, everywhere is not violent, but it's not so much about who is violent to you. It don't matter if you never had violence happen to you before. All it needs to happen to you at one time, and that can be it. Now, on this platform, because what I've been talking about just now is, like, some things that I don't really want to get into. That's, like, way too much talking about those. But since I got into it, I said a little bit about it. Now, anybody, that's thank you, my co-host, comedian, talk dude, for introducing the platform. Say thank you,
yes,
communities.
Try to do a little bit more clearly. The following is suitable for everybody. Everybody should tune in. I am Talk Dude. On the other side of this line is one only Comedian Organic Okay. And you're listening to the show, Comedian Organic Okay. All right, now, it is 2 minutes after the hour here. No, 7:03 here right now. And we invite somebody to tune in, to call us, and let us get in touch with you. Let us get there. We're here at 1-515-605-9709.
I think it's like one of the things that you're always trying to do, you're always trying to get someone on the show. And one of the things you'll realize, getting someone on the show, you're at this point, you're like a little desperate person. Like, if the person called, you probably would be like one of them retirement places. You start probably almost crying. Somebody called, you probably start crying. You know? You
like
start crying. You'll see the old people that are so excited to start crying, and you know it's almost weird because it's like mutated cries, you know. You're like, and you be like, are you okay? And they're like, yeah, I'm so happy. You're like, why is it, like, when crying become weird and, you know, like, what is this, some weird stuff?
I just want some acknowledgement that somebody out there is listening, hearing the message, and willing to reach back.
You think it's so important for someone to listen, and you'd be surprised how that works. People that you in platforms, people that are not listening, not paying attention to you, then it's people that truly being impacted by your conversation, that they're like, wow. And there's different worlds in how people truly get, you know, involved and invest into what you're doing and how that affects their life. This is one of the things I would tend to say about community, because still on our platform is some people that's following us. And I like to take the time for all those that's following our platform and catching our platform to theirs. Next, we're going to make sure that I credit those different businesses and Blog Talk, you know, people that are, you know, allowing us to be, you know, added to their platform, you know, and I understand this is a thing. As you start adding, start communicating with others, all of the Blog Talk people out there that has been listening from different parts of the world, staying tuned in to our platform, I appreciate those out there. And then I appreciate the people out there that actually, you know, taking, you know, a little bit of time and listen to the show.
I appreciate that too.
Yeah.
And I want some acknowledgement.
I mean, acknowledgement is sometimes it's done in secretly too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people do stuff that they acknowledge you by how they appreciate you, right? So it's a value system you have too. Sometimes people acknowledge you, so when they see you, they say, yeah, I listen to your show. It may be a year before you get to see that person. It may be 2 years before you see that person, right? What I'm saying is keep your eyes on the prize. What's the biggest purpose? It's like you don't forget the biggest purpose of your gift, right? The gift is the ability to actually be able to give the information, the ability to able to connect to people. That's another part too, right? That's another muscle, right? So don't forget that. When you start interacting with people, don't forget that, because you know what happens? When you start becoming too big for your own fantasy, you start disconnecting. Guess what happens? You start forgetting the ability that you have, because people have put you in this kind of isolated place from your own self. You must connect with that. Even if you're dealing with a lot of different business, that's a lot of people's personalities in your life. You know, like, if you open up a waterfall of information, experience, and trouble, and imagine, You just don't understand what you're asking for. And I don't think to the level of, to what degree that you really are truly understanding what you're asking for. You got Tourette's.
I do. Man, I do.
You got Asperger's.
Oh, boy, yeah.
Imagine those things meted up with all the people in their fantasies. Imagine you have a distribution of where the holidays that happen with all, you know, imagine all these little kids, their parents, they want to give and plan. Imagine all these people put all that in your mind. Imagine you had all the Tourette's of those. Imagine that was in the version of Tourette's version. Imagine all these conversations people having, and that was all, now it's all in your mind. That's a lot of conversation that would you be like, oh, man, 10 people talking to me, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of crap with me that's going on at once.
Yeah, but I want you to understand what I'm saying before you take it to your own personal experience.
Okay.
That kind of like hindering what I'm saying. I'm not trying to undermine you, but I don't want you to undermine you. I mean, take it to Rex that you're dealing with personally. This is more of a reference to comedy. And once you understand how many people, once you start getting that level of truly helping someone, guess what happens? Understand how to truly align this stuff, because guess what happens? It can be taken as, it's a trauma to you, because imagine this, everywhere you went, you had all these tons and tons of people tuning in to you mentally, and guess what? So you have all these things you're dealing with personally, guess what happens?
What?
Fame, people don't tell you, famous people all the time have to navigate the trauma they're going through at that moment and then still be able to deal with people and not offend them because you don't go through them. That's what people don't want. People don't care what you're going through so much. They want you to be able to accommodate them when they need it. So imagine if you had your worst toothache, and guess what you had to do? Talk to people. That's what sometimes, if you don't understand how to navigate, this life can be, it can fill you with so many painful experiences because you're going through something people are not giving that space. All right? So everyone out there, this platform is more based on how do we interact with the community more better? How do we connect and understand to be more, you know, in a way that community appreciate us and don't, you know, take the opportunity to take advantage of, you know, things that we truly did in the community. We just need, like I was telling everyone, it's three comedy tours that we're going to be having, three, over the next couple of months. The first comedy tour is going to start in about 2 weeks. And that first comedy tour is called, it's Comedian Organic OK, the Richmond Comedy Tour. So what does that mean, the Richmond Comedy? What is the Richmond Comedy, the comedy tour? What is the Richmond Comedy Tour?
In Richmond?
Well, yeah, the Richmond Comedy Tour is based on different Richmond cities. So what I'm going to do is on the 14th of July, I'm going to put out an actual Richmond audio album on that day, right? And then once that Richmond Comedy album come out, then I'm going to start the comedy tour from that point, right?
Yeah.
So that's the thing. This kind of tour may last, you know, maybe a year. This is taking one. It depends on the response. And we got a couple more comedy tours. What other comedy tours you got? We got a comedy tour. It's about pretty much disabled comedy tour about October. So it's about spreading awareness, and that's going to be in October. And we only got, you know, a few months for that, and that's going to be 60. We're doing, this year, we're going to do 63. We probably do, that's what it's based around, 63 comedy shows. So October, we're going to do 63 comedy shows for October. And then what else we got? We got a couple more comedy tours. We got a comedy tour that's going to start. We're trying to see how we get this out the way because, you know, scheduling. But we got a comedy tour. It's for Talk Dude. Talk Dude, we're going to put out a project for Talk Dude.
All right.
It's going to come out September 17th is going to be the start date. We're going to release the project. September 17th is going to be the release date. And that's another project. And then we got another project that we'll be doing on a regular basis is doing events, allowing people to come out and, you know, we'll be broadcasting this event in the public. And so we're going to, you know, over the next week, we're going to start, gradually start seeing dates start popping up. And you'll be able to come and see this event. And like you listen to it now, you'll be able to, you know, see different dates where these are going to be popping up at. And so we'll be popping up in different cities. And so that's the thing. We probably lose the cities, and you'll be able to check out that as just development. So this world, you'll be able to find us at. You'll be able to find us on different social media platforms to actually see these things. You'll be able to actually see us, like, you know, this will be put up on a YouTube channel. You'll be able to actually see that on YouTube. Where they posted at, where they located at, and we'll be hosting that. And that's the thing. We're looking forward. Huh?
That's the thing, yeah, man. That's the thing.
Yep. And those people out there, you know, these times and dates will be available. And it's that. Where for these particular events, is not set up for us to charge you for these events. These particular events, for the most part, are set for you to come out there, and it's no cover charge to come out for this, you know. And we'll be doing this, and we'll figure out. It's other events we'll be doing. Whenever we it's some kind of cover charge, whatever. We make that clear. I don't want to get into babysitting, charging people. I don't like that. Cause I don't like to be babysitted, charged either. Right.
Right.
I don't like that. Like, well, you didn't pay for this, so you got to pay for this. I don't want to do that. Right. You know, this is the event that you know, who people come out. That's what, you know, we can't get in the habit. When you pin out events and things like that, people want you to start accommodating them as some sponsors does, you know, cover things. You know, people want free food. People, like that happens. People do that all the time. I do that. You know, give that. But I don't want people to, I mean, you can't control what people want, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people's expectation of what for free is, as long as it's for free, people want anything for free, right?
Oh, yeah.
You've been giving them free comedy shows, and they still be like, well, I didn't get nothing to eat. I didn't get this and this and this. You know, I went to a comedy show. And it could have been an organization that's sponsored, and they give out food for, you know, whatever the case is. I've done that. I mean, one time I tried to do an experiment with some of the people in the community, not saying all. I said, what I'll do is I would put together a platform where people would come out and eat, and I'd like about to eat, and when I invited people out to eat, and then I asked one lady, I said, she said, you know, I'll go to the store and get something to drink. I said, okay, cool.
Okay.
So I give her a couple of dollars, give her like, you know, a few dollars. And she, and when she started asking for money, my mom said, this lady's not coming back. Because what she was asking for, it wasn't more based on what people need to drink. She was asking for because she was going to get something, that's, you know. And I was like, well, if you have this kind of thing that happens where people can't be trusted and these things are in place, then it's already some corruption, right? Because that's what happens. If you can't trust people with money, you can't trust people, you know, with the action, this will happen next. You start seeing people start throwing, sex and all this. Like, when you start seeing where people go with being corrupt, if you allow that to be in your interaction, you start seeing people take you to places that they'll find something that you like, and they start to use that against you. If you allow yourself to be in action, and then some people say, well, on a bigger scale, because people get passed because they're it's like, check this out. Imagine you being successful and going through all the stages, and you get successful in what you're doing. People just don't look at what you have to go through as opposition to be successful. All they say, oh, this guy got Tourette's, got Asperger's, got a scoliosis,